Thumbs up next.
Is it two or is it 7 minutes?
Two. You guys, please do talk amongst yourselves for just a second. Will I find out if this is going to work?
So, problem I was looking at and thinking about, it's going to be a short presentation that possibly can be. Problem I'm thinking about is what happens when you have a class full of young people, particularly thinking 7, 8-year-olds, and we're faced with an institutionally developed service where they have to log into their main computer, they have to log into services like Glow, they have to log into other regional services. And what do? We give them numbers. A 7-year-old, a string of 2 letters and 9 numbers to try to remember and plug away. And these are sometimes the same kids who are having problems remembering if there's 1 key in Apple or there's 2. So, I just really ask myself, is this a sensible way forward? Just a little proof of concept thing, where the idea was to show how we could do it differently. I'm not going to say that you can get up right now and use this kind of thing.
The one in green was the best one.
One in green, thank you. Let me do this. So, yes, normally you'd be faced with something like this. See, and if you get your password a bit wrong, then you're just going to get a whole bunch of messages and not quite know where to click and things like that. If you're very lucky, you might actually click the green button and manage to log in. The question I'm asking is this designed for kids? Is this designed for kids all the way down through the 3 to 18 spectrum? Or teacher. Okay, yes. Or someone else, perhaps. Lot of kids, a lot of kids in classes, in primary classes, have picture signifiers that will be on their hook, on their peg hooks, all over the place. Get them a picture, tell them what to click. I think Kate is one of these, fills out her number, and if I'm really lucky, I can't.
You don't remember my password. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. And then type password in. Not quite as accessible as it could be. One more thing to make it accessible. One more thing to make it slightly more accessible. Let's not hide what the password is. If you're talking about people who are having difficulty spotting things on the keyboard, is there a need to be hiding passwords and to be doing that? There certainly is once you get up to the stage of doing big administration systems, but for schools and so on, perhaps not. If anyone wants to talk to me about how we can actually make this work in a real system, I would be really happy to talk about that with them. Thank you very much.